The new billboard offers thanks to Congressman Collins and comes in response to a critical ad displayed last month. Political operative Michael Caputo led the fundraising effort to pay for the pro-Collins billboard. He says more people in the district support Collins, but he acknowledged that the congressman, who was first in the House to support Donald Trump's presidential campaign, will be a top target by activists in next year's midterm elections.
You know, most of these activists here that are loudly criticizing the congressman are local people. They're using materials and inspired by a national campaign to separate congressional leaders from President Donald Trump.
The previous billboard criticized Collins for not hosting town hall meetings. Collins has stated he does not support them because opponents show up simply to shout and disrupt proceedings. Michelle Shoneman, with the group Citizens Against Collins, which bought the previous ad, says they simply want to meet with their representative.
We don't want to shout him down. I mean, I've said this over and over again, and people in my group are fully supportive of the idea of really being respectful with their questions, but also expecting real answers from him.
Fellow Republican Tom Reed has held town hall meetings. Democrat Brian Higgins has not, but he does appear at regularly scheduled smaller-scale meetings throughout his district. Michael Mrosiak, WBFO News.